Hey guys, welcome to the podcast of The Diary of a Black Girl, and the black girl Mirabel. I really appreciate you guys for staying with me. You know, I started this podcast to talk about myself, my life, you know, just share details about myself to the world, and then educate people more on sickle cell and all of that. And really, I appreciate you all who have stood by me, like, despite my inconsistencies, you guys have been so consistent with me, regardless of the fact that I am not being consistent. And I really appreciate you guys for that. So, moving on, the year is almost ended. Well, the year started well for me, went well for me, and towards the ending, kind of had, you know, a little issue. But I won't want to talk about all of that for now. I'll talk about it like much later. But then, you know, people will always say you should be grateful. So I am grateful. I am thankful. I mean, this is the year Corona came and I'm still here. My family, nothing happened to my family. I didn't lose any friend. And, well, I got to meet new people who are kind of important to me right now. And I don't know. I think the year came with its trials and its blessings at the same time. But for some people, I can't even say it was all bad for some people, because the fact that you're still alive still makes it a blessing regardless. So yeah, I just want to say I am grateful for the gift of everything I have, everything I've come to know, everything I learned, everything I realized this year. I am really grateful. So, moving on, it's almost Christmas season, you know, the holiday period where people are looking forward to being with their families and all of that. I just decided maybe it's time I recorded another episode. You know, nothing serious. Not like this will be the last episode, maybe. I might record another one, but yeah, I just wanted to let you guys know that I got admitted at the hospital and it wasn't so rosy for me. It was a terrible experience. This is one of the hospital admissions that really, you know, was really bad for me. Not like because of what happened to me or something, but because of what happened during my stay in the hospital. It was just so traumatizing for me that I don't know, maybe that's why I am not even fully recovered yet. But I'm trying to recover. But I realized that after leaving the hospital, there is this thing, I think depression kind of sets in. You suddenly don't want to have people around, you suddenly just want to be on your own. You suddenly feel like nobody can really understand how you feel, or you can't even think of ways you can express yourself to people and they will understand you. For one, I am a very expressive person. I like to think so. I like to think I am like overly expressive for my own good. But I just noticed that after I returned from the hospital, I have just been a bit withdrawn from people. I've been having this feeling of nobody can really understand. I feel like I have so many people around me, but I still feel very alone. I still feel like I am, you know, all alone, and well, I really don't have anybody that I can explain and tell all of this. The one person I used to be comfortable with talking about anything was my mom, and I don't want to trouble her, I don't want to bother her, so that's why I don't want to tell her about all of this. So I'm going through something right now. I can't mention it at the moment, and I'm sure most of my friends are gonna be surprised and maybe shocked about this. But if any of you gets to listen to this and get to this part, please don't ask me what it is. I am gonna tell you guys when I feel is right, or when the time comes and I'm sure of what it is. But I mentioned it to, you know, one or two persons, because it's not really something I can keep all to myself at the end of the day. So yeah, I'm gonna mention it to every other person important to me much later, but for now I just wanted to be with amongst the two people I mentioned it to. And then, well, I am still single. Can you imagine that? Like a week ago, someone said, and I quote in her words, she said, "Mirabel, you're fine like 10 people and you are single and you are hardworking and you are single. Something is wrong." Like, I was like, okay, seriously? Oh, and then a friend of mine is worried about me. She's also worried about me. Like, she's been talking about it, me getting the love of my life and all of that. I think she still mentioned it yesterday in her words, "Mirabel, you need someone in your life." Well, I don't know. I don't know. I started the year single and I'm ending it single. Well, not bad. Not bad. Consistency. A queen, I stand. Okay, no. Anyways, you guys, don't worry. March 2021, max, I should have met someone, or I should be in a relationship with someone. I'm not sure, but I just feel like if at all I'm gonna be in a relationship in 2021, then March, max, 2021, I should be in one. But then let's keep our fingers crossed and see how it goes. So this is me trying to cheer up amidst everything I'm going through at the moment that I can't really talk to people about. This is me trying to just, you know, be happy regardless of all I am facing at the moment. This is me trying not to cry or break down or something, you know, despite everything I'm going through at the moment. I can't really talk about it physically with anybody, but then my podcast is my space. I don't know who is listening, the kind of people listening, and maybe there is someone who is even going through similar something or similar situation like I am, because I don't even know what to call this phase, this feeling, and this whole thing. I don't know what to call it, but I want to believe there is someone out there who feels the same way, or who is going through something similar that they can't even talk about it with people, or to people they love, or to people they care about. So this is me just sharing it in my space, and you know, I will get to talk about the rest much later. But for now, I just want to keep it to myself, and you know, well, I won't lie, I feel really alone. I do. And I have been praying more, but that I still feel very alone. Nobody gets this. Nobody understands this. And one of the reasons I don't want to talk about it is because some people feel if you're feeling so alone, that means you're neglecting God, you're not worshiping God enough or something. And I know it's not that. I don't know. I feel like I'm right that nobody will understand. Then we move. Anyways, in case you're not a Nigerian, the phrase "we move" actually in Nigeria, when you say that, it means oh God, how do I even say it? It means you're going to be indifferent. Is it? Yeah, you're going to be indifferent and just forge ahead regardless. Like, you know, you're going to be brave about the whole thing. So that's what "we move" means. So I'm going to end this here because I don't want it to be so long that you get bored, because it's not like this episode is fun. So I'm just going to end this here. I don't want to get too long. So you guys, I will definitely talk to you before the end of the year. Well, the year is almost ended. Before next month, I'm going to talk to you guys again. And I really hope if you're going through something similar like me, you have a space you can vent, rant, and ramble and just talk about what it is. And I hope you get better. I hope things turn out better for you. Me too. I hope things turn out better for me too. So until I come your way again, I still remain the Black Girl. And this is my podcast channel, The Diary of a Black Girl. I can't promise you when the next episode will be dropping, but I sure will be dropping another episode very soon, because I need to update you guys about what's up, like, you know, that stuff I said I wasn't gonna talk about until later. Yeah, I need to drop a new episode to let you guys know about that, so I will definitely be dropping an episode soon. So this is me saying bye. Stay grateful, stay thankful, and be happy.